What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
Here we go!
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go!
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Let's go!
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Okay, a lot of pressure on Ben Gretsch today. We've got like 50 questions for him to answer. We're going to review how he does after the show. He is only allowed to get 5 wrong. And that's the situation, Ben. How do you feel about that?
I feel pretty good about it. Yeah. I feel prepared. I feel, warmed up, loose. I feel like we're going to have a good show today.
I feel like we're having a good show, too. I think getting 45 out of 50 is never going to happen. But
it's not going to happen.
We'll give it a shot. Welcome, everybody. What's going on? This is the Fantasy Football Today Road Tour presented by Little Caesars. Pizza for dinner tonight? How about ordering your favorite online from Little Caesars and using Pizza Portal Pickup? It's the latest, greatest, and hottest way to pick up a pizza without even going to the register. All right, so Apple Podcasts, emails, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. We'll be reading your questions and helping you get your lineup set. A lot of questions about Patrick Laird, about Zach Pascal, about Devin Singletary, Raheem Mostert. So let's do it with some news and notes first. Ben, Devontae Parker looks like he might play. I made a fairly bold call on the podcast on Friday. I said, if Devontae Parker plays, then of all the quarterbacks who have Ryan in their first or last name, Ryan Fitzpatrick is my favorite quarterback this week. How do you feel about that?
I don't hate it. I mean, I don't hate Fitzpatrick as a downfield guy. There's going to be a little bit of wind in that game, which is not ideal. I'm kind of like lukewarm on Fitzpatrick. I played him a lot in DFS last week. I think he's a fine upside play most weeks, but a little worried about the weather. Something to monitor.
Okay. Yeah, let's monitor that weather then. And that's Dolphins at Giants. But if Devontae Parker plays, all of a sudden you've got another good wide receiver option. For those of you who've been asking about Devontae Parker, and it makes Fitzpatrick obviously better. More news items to get to. John Ross is going to play. I get the emails in one of the podcast listeners only league, and I did see that Ben picked up John Ross, which did crack me up a little bit.
Yeah, I think I ended up just cutting him for Kerryon Johnson in case I get him in the championship. No, I'm a John Ross truther, like big time John Ross truther. So yeah, I think he could be. It'll be interesting to see what he does this week. I'm not going to use him, but against Miami next week in week 16, there's an outside chance that he might be somebody to be looking at next week.
Yeah, beat the waiver wire, by the way. We did it on Friday, but I did not include Kerryon Johnson. But he is probably going to play next week, it seems. They're at Denver. Denver, for the season, very good against the run. Lately, not so much. So Kerryon Johnson is someone that you might want to pick up, even if you're just playing some defense. David Njoku is going to play. He's not ranked that high, even though he has the dream matchup against Arizona. Evan Ingram is out, so you could still go with Caden Smith if you so choose. David Njoku or Caden Smith, who's a better tight end flyer?
Oh, I don't want to play either of them. I'd play Caden Smith first. He'll play all the snaps. Njoku didn't even play the most tight end snaps last week, so he's not the guy.
All right, Jameis Winston is going to start. Alexander Mattison is out. DJ Chark is out. Greg Olsen is out. Ian Thomas is a much better option than Njoku and Caden Smith. Go get Ian Thomas. And Juju Smith-Schuster, not expected to play. And with that, we're going to jump right into your Apple Podcast questions. Ben doesn't like when I do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. I gave him the questions I'm going to read. I suspect there are more that have come in, so I'm going to go to Apple Podcasts now and get some more queued up while we read these. This is from Sankority. Sankority.
What don't I don't like when you throw new questions in.
Yeah.
That's fair. But you also sent the questions like 2 minutes before the show.
That's
so
not
it's
true.
Not...
Oh, falsified information. I sent them like a good 15 minutes before.
Yeah.
Wentz, Brissett, or Drew Lock this week?
I'm going to go Wentz.
Really?
I think pretty easily. Don't play Lock. Well, it was all yards after the catch last week. They're playing a really conservative style offense. He's keeping a lot of his throws around the line of scrimmage. He had a very good stat line, but he's not someone that I want to play. I think Wentz over Brissett.
Okay, Sean from Canton, Michigan. DST, the Eagles, the Chargers, or the Giants?
Yeah, I want to play the Eagles against Washington more than I want to play the Giants against Miami, and it's not the Chargers.
Okay, so Eagles for you?
Yeah.
From Scooter, Mostert, Waller, Pascal, Juju, and Tyrell Williams. Mostert, Waller, Pascal, Juju, Tyrell Williams.
Jeez. So Juju's not going to play. It's not going to be Pascal or Tyrell here for me. I do like Mostert this week, especially with the comments from Kyle Shanahan that he's kind of forced their hand. He's going to have to be the lead. So it would be really tough for me between him and Waller. I think I would lean towards Mostert, expecting him to be the lead guy.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I think in PPR, I'd probably still go Waller because he really might have like 5 more catches than Mostert.
Sure.
But those are the two that really pop there. From Podcast Dad 713, 12-team PPR, I need a running back and a flex. James Conner, DeAndre Washington, Patrick Laird, Sterling Shepard, Zach Pascal.
So if Conner plays, and I'm assuming Jacobs is going to play as well. We don't know that for sure, but there's news that he's looked great and sounds like he's going to try to make a go of it. So if Conner plays, Conner would be the first for me. As far as the flex, it would be between Laird and Pascal in PPR. I think you can make a pretty good case for Laird. Pascal's probably going to get shadowed by Marshawn Lattimore, but I could also see the case for Pascal.
Yeah, you know, Laird is probably – I've gotten so many questions about Laird, and I keep saying Laird. So I feel like in my mind he's moved up throughout the week. I just think he's going to be good. But, I'm not saying – I think I'd go Pascal over Laird, but okay. I mean, I'm totally with you. It's between
– And, I mean, Shepard's not a terrible option either. Ingram's out again. You're playing the Dolphins. It could be him this week. I just didn't really like what I saw from Eli.
I didn't either, man. What's everybody doing with Eli Manning?
So, yeah.
God, he was terrible. All they did, they made an adjustment. They started playing tighter on the wide receivers, and he threw for 24 yards in the second half.
Right.
So that's what I said on the HQ on Friday. I said, have fun. You could have Eli. Have fun. From Wake Up 23, Connor or Singletary, Tannehill or Russell Wilson?
I'm going to take Singletary. And look, I know Tannehill's crushing, but I do think Seattle's going to run a lot against Carolina. I think you can go Tannehill if you're feeling that. I would have a really hard time. I would play Wilson. I would have a really hard time sitting Russell Wilson for Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, if somehow, some way, Derrick Henry doesn't play because he hasn't been practicing, then I'd like Tannehill more. But I'm definitely the low guy on Tannehill and AJ Brown this week. Which I shouldn't say that in front of you because I know. You're the high guy on AJ Brown, like ever. But
yeah, I love him.
Yeah, a lot of people do. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. This is from Brian in New Jersey. Non-PPR, Anthony Miller, Zach Pascal, or Devontae Freeman?
So non-PPR, you want to take the running back, but Freeman...
Not this one.
He's not your typical running back. He's a PPR back for sure. He's got probably some of the biggest splits of any back. I'm going to go Pascal.
From Andrew, wide receiver 2 and a flex. Diggs, Pascal. Jeez, Pascal is like sponsoring the show. Diggs, Pascal, Shepard, Mostert, and Laird. Diggs, Pascal, Shepard, Mostert, and Laird. Pick a receiver and a flex.
I'm playing Diggs. It's not a great setup against the Chargers who have good cornerbacks and play receivers well, but I'm just a lot more confident in his ability. Even with Thielen back, I would play him. And then Mostert for me as my flex.
From your boy Muck, Tannehill or Mahomes?
That's not a real question.
Go with Mahomes. From Cold, Kyle Allen or Josh Allen?
Yeah, I mean, Josh Allen, tough matchup against the Steelers, but you got to like his upside more. And, you know, he's going to run enough. Like, you got to feel like he's going to be a better play than Kyle Allen. Obviously, this is kind of a back of the QB rankings list. It might be a super flex league or something. Kyle Allen, not a guy that I want to be trusting.
I would gamble on Eli Manning over either of these guys. But I would say that Kyle Allen has more upside than Josh Allen. Josh Allen has one game this year with more than 25 fantasy points, 6 point per passing touchdown leagues. That was against the Dolphins. That's Josh Allen. Kyle Allen has, I think, two or three games with more than 25 fantasy points.
Yeah, I don't think either of these guys is going to go over 25. When I say upside, I guess in this context, when we're talking about kind of bad options, I'm thinking just the ability to hit 20, because I don't expect it really from either.
From Brooke, sit one, Melvin Gordon, James White, Chris Carson, or DeAndre Washington?
I think you're sitting Washington. If Jacobs misses, I think you put Washington White over Gordon. I'm not sitting or Chris Carson.
Oh, you're going to sit James White instead of Melvin Gordon?
I said that backwards. I said play James White. You're going to sit.
Wait, okay. Okay. Melvin Gordon, James White, Chris Carson, DeAndre Washington. Chris Carson is the obvious start. If Jacobs is out, DeAndre Washington is another obvious start. Okay, in that scenario, pick one to start, Melvin Gordon or James White.
I'm going to play James White.
Okay, that's one of the five that you've gotten wrong.
Okay. I mean, fine. I'm going to play James White. I really like him against Cincinnati this week. I'm assuming PPR. If it's not PPR, you're playing Melvin. But if it's PPR, and I should say, whenever we don't say the scoring system, that's typically what I'm assuming. It's kind of that's what I play most of my leagues in. But James White, I think, against the Bengals this week, Sonny Michel has very rarely been playing. The Bengals can get hit hard by running backs. They get beat on the edge more than inside. I think that makes a lot of sense for how James White's used. He's like their second most reliable receiver right now behind Edelman. I feel like he's going to be very usable this week.
That's okay. Look, he could easily outscore Melvin Gordon, but Gordon's got 17 or more touches in five straight games.
Yeah, I mean, he's a hard sit.
Hard to walk away from that. All right, obviously non-PPR, you're going to sit James White in that scenario. From Jess B, I need a running back, a wide receiver, and a flex. Miles Sanders, DeAndre Washington, LeSean McCoy, pick one.
Miles Sanders. If Jacobs is out, Washington.
And pick a wide receiver, Beckham, Gallup, and Christian Kirk.
So I like all three of these guys. I think the obvious play is Beckham. Like, he's banged up, but he's against Arizona. I think you want to play him. Kirk, you know, is going to get a lot of volume. That's a pretty good game scenario. But I really like Gallup, too. I think Ramsey probably is on Cooper a lot. I really like the Dallas Rams game. It's like my favorite game for DFS this week. So I'm actually going to take Gallup over both of them.
Well, you can pick a flex now. You can pick DeAndre Washington, LeSean McCoy, Beckham, and Kirk.
And I'll take Beckham, and I guess I'm sitting Kirk, which I like Kirk, but he's banged up. You know, he doesn't seem healthy.
Yeah, I got to check the status of Damian Williams real quick. Obviously, it's Friday afternoon, so you all listening, you probably know the status of Damian Williams, but he did not practice Friday. So that is not a good sign for him. That makes LeSean McCoy pretty interesting. Don't just outright sit LeSean McCoy. He could have 13 touches like he usually does. Denver's run defense.
No, he doesn't.
McCoy?
Does it usually have? I mean, he gets close.
Oh, without Damian Williams. Williams.
But like last week, they limited him so much. They played Spencer Ware the most snaps.
And how many touches? How many touches did he have?
He had 12. He had 12. 8 the week before, 11 the week before, 4 the week before.
Yeah, but
that.
Damian Williams was playing. I'm only looking at and one game he got hurt. I think when Damian Williams wasn't playing. So if I'm only looking at the games that Williams missed or left with an injury, he's usually around 13.
The last time he had 13 touches was week 8. So,
but Damian Williams was playing.
Okay,
like that's all I'm saying.
That's fair.
Yeah. All right. Fine. I'll lower it to 12.
He just hasn't played over even 40% of the snaps since week 8 either, or I guess week 7. I'm looking at it here. So they've really been limiting him. I don't love him so much.
Okay. This is from Sushi Man. Matt Ryan, Josh Allen, Eli Manning, or Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, another one where we're looking at some kind of bottom of the barrel guys. I understand Eli's playing Miami. I don't want to trust him. We already talked about Allen being kind of tough. Minshew's, you know, been up and down. The guy that I think is a little bit underrated this week is Matt Ryan. San Francisco is going to be without Richard Sherman. They're going to be without D Ford, two really key pieces of their defense. They still have plenty of talent on that defense with Nick Bosa, but the Falcons run have thrown more passes than any team in the NFL. They're probably going to trail. You know the volume's going to be there. These are not good options. Ryan's the one I feel safest with. I think he's going to throw a lot, and I think he'll have a little bit of success with the Niners D banged up.
There are two other defensive backs who are injured for the 49ers, and I know one of them is just Kwisky Tart. The other one is their slot corner's name is eluding me. I don't know their status, but they could be out at three defensive backs in this game. Matt Ryan is the obvious call in this group of crap, so go with him for sure. All right, it's time to go rogue and read some questions that Ben does not have in his notes. Here we go. This is from a bunch of numbers. 110 is like a binary code. Dear Sloth, Data, Chunk, and Mouth. Oh, great. Ben doesn't even know that reference.
I definitely don't.
You Mouth? Don't? Yeah, dude. It's Goonies.
Okay, Goonies. That's right. We've done this before. I haven't seen Goonies.
Oh, okay. I forgot. So I'm still outraged. The number two. I'm the number two seed. Oh, I'm playing the number two seed. Do I start Fitzpatrick or Kyler Murray?
That's tough. I mean, so I mentioned Kirk's kind of banged up. Murray seems kind of banged up too. It's a tough situation. I would go Murray. I still love his upside. I still love his ability to run, but he doesn't look real healthy. And I do like Fitzpatrick a little bit, but I'm going to go Murray.
Yeah, if Devontae Parker doesn't play, by the way, I'm definitely not going with Fitzpatrick.
Oh, yeah.
This is from Alf878. Baker Mayfield, Jared Goff, or Carson Wentz?
I'm going to go Goff. I like Mayfield as well in that matchup with Arizona. You got to. But I think that that Dallas Rams game is going to be high scoring. It's got like a 49 over-under, high over-under. I think you're going to see a little bit of back and forth there. It's on turf in Dallas. No, you know, weather concerns. So nice. I feel pretty good about the way that the Rams have been playing lately as well.
I'm so nervous about the Rams. Like
Are you?
I went into it with Dave and Jamie on the Friday show, but the thought of, oh, the Rams are back because they played the Cardinals and then the Seahawks, who have a bad pass rush. And like I said, I mean, this is like the fourth time I've said this week, but if you have a bad pass rush, Jared Goff's going to do well. You know, that to me is kind of a little hasty because I mentioned, you know, Goff had two good games in a row against the Falcons and the Bengals. And then the next three games, he scored 11 points combined. So I'm not quite sure he's back. And the Cowboys probably are getting Jeff Heath, their starting safety, back when they've been terrible against David Blau and against Josh Allen and against Mitchell Trubisky. Jeff Heath has been out, and he is probably going to play. He practiced in full on Thursday. So that could make a difference. Cousins lit them up, and Jeff Heath played. So I will, you know, that's obviously, you got to keep that in mind. I still think the Cowboys defense is pretty crap right now, and I'm going to go with Goff. I'm just going to turn my brain off and go with Goff and trust everyone else. Like, Vegas has it at 49. You love this game. Dave, Jamie, Heath, everybody seems to love this. I think Heath, everybody loves this game, so I'm just going to love it. But if it doesn't work out...
Well, what do you think about Baker?
I like Baker a lot. I give him a long leash, and I forgive him for all his crappiness, apparently. But I
kind of do, too. I mean, I like him, too, as a player. Like, and he has had some questionable off-the-field decisions, I think.
Oh yeah, no question. Look, the Arizona is the tonic for bad quarterback. It worked for Jared Goff, but I forgot the question. Baker, Goff, or Wentz?
Yeah,
I mean, Wentz is an easy sit there. It's so close between the other two. I'd probably go Goff.
You're talking me off Goff a little
bit. No, I don't want to do that.
I want to hear your Baker take.
Baker was so bad against the Bengals. It wasn't just like, oh, he had a good game and they didn't score. No, he was bad. So
I mean, the Cleveland Arizona game also has a 45 over under, also being played in Arizona in a good climate. Like, it's another solid game situation, right? So I don't think it's crazy to play Mayfield either.
I would go with Goff at the end of the day. Okay, let's read.
Yeah, I think I would too.
More. Patrick from Rhode Island. Who would you start out of these four in a 0.25 PPR? DJ Metcalf, DK, or it's all DK Metcalf, DD Westbrook, Zach Pascal, and Slayton. Pick one. Metcalf, Westbrook, Pascal, Slayton.
I'm playing Westbrook with DJ Chark out. And Minshew has had a low average throw depth for the most part. He's really been at his best down the field throwing to Chark, but he's liked to be underneath. And with Chark out, I expect a lot of underneath passing to DD Westbrook.
All right, then. Let's move on. Let's read some emails. FantasyFootball@CBSI.com. Now, have you ordered a pizza online from Little Caesars yet? If not, you're missing out on Pizza Portal Pickup. What is Pizza Portal Pickup? It's like getting a pizza right out of the oven yourself. You walk in, you enter a code on the portal, a door opens, and you're off with your favorite pizza. And whatever pizza you order, it'll have crazy, crazy amounts of toppings. It's fun. Give it a try, but it's only available at Little Caesars Pizza Pizza. So what's your weekend looking like, Ben? You gonna have any fun this weekend?
I'm just going to sweat semifinals games all weekend. I have Lamar Jackson in two. I played against him in another. I played against both Ingram and Andrews in one. So I have some teams where I'm up. I have some teams where I'm down. I have a lot of lineup decisions. I'm going to be digging into more stuff tomorrow.
Have you ever done the mall Santa thing with your kids?
We've never done that. No.
What do you think? Should I do it?
I mean, if you want to. I
don't think I do.
I don't really, I think it's kind of weird. you stand in line for a really long time.
He's too young. I'm just so bored. I just want to do something. I don't have a crappy college football team to watch anymore.
We've gone to, the town center near us does, big Christmas stuff. So we've gone to that, but not seen the Santa. You want to go do something, go. We've gone ice skating,
What's the weather like where you're at?
It's cold, rainy.
It's annoying. Of course it's raining. How cold is it? How cold is it?
It's in the 40s. It's not that cold.
Gosh, why do people live in cold weather? What is wrong with you people?
I want to move. Ask my wife.
I want to move too, but I'm stuck in New York. Oh well. From Stacy, I need two in PPR. That would be Derrick Henry, DK Metcalf, Decaf Metcalf, Rashad Perryman and John Brown.
You're playing Henry and
Decaf.
I guess. Yeah, we can do that.
Metcalf it is. Joe from somewhere in Northern Virginia. I don't know what's in Northern Virginia. Arlington is the only city I can think of right now. Dear Derek, Mark, Reggie, and Ron.
Oh, is that Sacks? Derek Thomas, Mark Gastineau, Reggie White. I don't know who Ron would be.
That's a pretty good guess. These are the last four running backs to win the Heisman Trophy.
Oh. Derek Henry, Mark Ingram, Reggie Bush, Ron Dane?
I guess so. Do you remember when you used to care about the Heisman Trophy?
I did. A long time ago,
I
used to care about the
Heisman
Trophy.
Big deal. And then one day I said to myself, why do I care about the Heisman Trophy? What is so special? Have you ever seen one, though? They're actually pretty cool.
In person? Yeah. No. I know what it looks like, but no.
Yeah, no, they're pretty cool in person.
When did you, now you have to tell that story.
I was, my first job, I was covering SEC football, and I went to this restaurant in Baton Rouge. It was either in or around Baton Rouge that has Billy Cannon's Heisman Trophy.
Got it.
And it's cool. It's kind of small, but it's cool. Okay, how much do you... This is a good question. This is a good question for Ben. How much do you take Thursday night scoring into account when setting your Sunday lineups? I had Lamar and Andrews go off and have some tough running back flex decisions. Do I play it safe? I guess he had Andrews and Lamar on his team. Or go with the most potential? Between these five, I need one running back and one flex. David Montgomery, Patrick Laird, Bo Scarborough, John Brown, and T.Y. Hilton.
So Scarborough was downgraded from limited on Wednesday to not practicing Thursday. I didn't see the Friday practice report, but I'm not trusting him. They're still in a committee there. He's been their lead, but I'm not trusting his health. I'm not going to use him. To the question about going safe if you're in the lead and all of those things, I do think you can overrate that because it's pretty tough to guess what's safe and what's not, but yeah, I mean, if you have a big lead on Thursday, and this is a scenario where if you had Lamar and Andrews, you're in a real good spot. I would go with the more reliable options in the lower parts of my, and I'm a guy who likes to play upside, but I would tailor it that way. But I wouldn't go overboard because you also don't know what your opponent's going to do. And like I said, you can't always project what is safe and reliable. So,
oh yeah,
I think you can get into trouble there as well.
Yeah. As far as I would go Montgomery and Laird on that note. Yeah. Cause we're not really into John Brown this week, right?
No, I'm not.
Right. Montgomery is very interesting. I've gotten so many questions about him. In fact, one question I get a lot is Montgomery or Laird. Where do you come out on that? Montgomery's at the Packers and Laird is at the Giants.
I will go Laird in PPR and Montgomery in non-PPR. Look, Laird played 82% of the snaps last week, and he's going to run routes and he's going to probably catch 4 or 5 passes. So he's the guy that in PPR I would play, but you got to like Montgomery in non-PPR.
And Dave made such a good point about the Giants. They're coming off an overtime game on Monday night. And now they don't have Janoris Jenkins. That's not really going to affect Patrick Laird. But just that defense, a bad one already, is in a bad spot. From Marco, hoping to make this in the mailbag. Oh, congratulations, Marco. Half PPR. Start 3 out of 4. Allen Robinson, DeAndre Hopkins, Devontae Parker, and DJ Moore. Let's say Parker's in.
Yeah, even if Parker plays, I'm sitting it.
Really?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I talked a little bit about win concerns.
True.
And I'm not going to sit Hopkins, and I'm not going to sit DJ Moore. So it would come down to Allen Robinson, and I'd rather have Allen Robinson. I think he's kind of a similar play, but with an unreliable quarterback. I mean, I know Fitzpatrick's been more reliable, frankly, than Trubisky, but Robinson, I think, is the better player.
From Francisco, PPR, pick a wide receiver and a flex. Darius Slayton, Chris Conley, James Washington, Breshad Perriman.
Yeah, this is where I'm not going to overthink the weather, and I'm going to play Slayton.
Matt Breida, Boston Scott, and the other wide receivers. Who's your flex?
I'm going to play Boston Scott in PPR. Look, Doug Peterson said that he's going to have a little – he's earned at least a role. They have rotated backs plenty in the past. I think he's going to play, and they need – receiving weapons. They're not healthy. Alshon Jeffrey's out again. I don't know that Nelson Aguilar is going to play. So right. I think Boston Scott, he caught 6 passes last week, ran quite a few routes. I think it was 14, 15 routes in limited time. He didn't really play until Sanders started cramping up, but he's earned a spot and I think you play him.
Does that scare you off of Miles Sanders at all?
I mean, a little bit, but it's a scenario where they're playing Washington. Running backs can score points on Washington, and I expect them to probably control that game. It's a pretty close line, interestingly enough, when you look at like the Vegas lines. I thought they'd be bigger favorites. They're on the road. They're only like 4.5-point favorites, I think. But I expect it to be a game where they lead late and they're using both backs. So I think you can use both.
One thing I noticed that was kind of interesting about the Eagles on that Monday night game, I'm not sure if you noticed this too, but I was like kind of watching the film. They suck.
Yeah, they're not very good. Until the last few drives when they forced overtime and scored in overtime, they were really bad.
They stink. Okay, from Gabe, one of the better emails that we have today. PPR flex, Marlon Mack, Devin Singletary, or Zach Pascal?
You going to tell the people why it's such a good email?
I'm going to read it after, we answer. Mack, Singletary,
I'll take Singletary.
And also, Heath is the commissioner. Co-commissioners don't really do anything. You know, actually, this isn't a great email, Gabe, because you're describing me wrong. I am not a co-commissioner. I have commissioner access. That is so different than being the co-commissioner. From No Name, half PPR, Duke Johnson, Chris Thompson, or James Washington?
I don't want to play any Steelers. They threw 19 passes last week. I just don't think that's – I think that's going to be a low-scoring game and not something that you really – I mean, Vegas does too. Again, if we go back to the betting lines, it's the over under is in the 30s. It's low. I'm gonna go
Duke Johnson.
Chris Thompson. Okay. He played quite a bit of snaps. I think he'll catch some passes.
Duke Johnson.
You were whispering Duke. I was gonna ask. Okay.
I would probably go Chris Thompson in a full PPR. Half, I went with Duke. Look, if we like Tannehill so much, I don't so much, but if everybody else in the world does, like, this should be some points scored in this game, and Johnson can find the end zone sometimes, so they're not great options. This is from Dan from the snowiest city in the continental U.S.
Something in northern Minnesota.
Sure, I'd say.
Duluth.
Dear Bruce, Arnold, Mel, and Steven.
Oh, that's like 90s action guys, right? Bruce Willis, Schwarzenegger, Gibson, and Seagal.
It's got to be. Mm-hmm. If you're going to watch one 90s action film starring one of those four right now, what would it be?
I'd probably be Pulp Fiction. That's a pretty sweet movie.
No, starring... Oh, you're saying Bruce Willis? I wouldn't say starring Bruce Willis. Also, is
okay,
Pulp,
fine. I
Pulp
mean, there's
Fiction
a lot of good ones in that group. Fiction Terminator, Die Hard.
Well, Die Hard is 80s, but Die Hard 3 is what I was going to choose. Is Pulp Fiction an action movie?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Oh, man. Is this another one of those?
It's
Die Hard
be
a Christmas
action movie.
Movie.
There's a lot of like violence and tension in that movie.
I haven't seen it in so long, so I really don't know. Okay, question. Here's the question, finally. PPR League, choose two running backs. Kareem Hunt, David Montgomery, Marlon Mack, and Patrick Laird.
Yeah, I'm going to take Laird in PPR. We already said that. And I'm going to play Hunt. It's hard to sit Mac, but it's also hard to play Mac.
Remember, now, you know, here's the thing, though. No, you got two defensive linemen, including Sheldon Rankins, out. I don't know about the linebackers for the Saints because they have the Monday game. So their defense is just different right now. So I actually think it's a good matchup for Mac, unless they fall behind big. That would be bad. But they still tend to run.
I like Hunt against Arizona. So let's go Hunt and Mac then. It's actually where I would go. I'd sit Laird there.
Okay, and then I need three wide receivers from this group. Galladay, Westbrook, A.J. Brown, Beasley, and Pascal.
I mean, this is pretty clear for me. It's Westbrook, A.J. Brown, and Galladay. Pascal, look, he's been getting targets. He's in a tough matchup, though. Galladay, you have Marvin Jones out and T.J. Hockenson out. We don't like the quarterback situation, but we know he's going to get volume. There's just a big vacuum there for targets, and they're playing Tampa Bay. So you got to assume that he has upside.
Galladay's a lab.
I think A.J. Brown, I freaking love him. Like, we're going to play him.
You told me earlier this week definitively that Zach Pascal is exclusively a slot receiver. Remember when you said that?
It's not a conversation that happened.
But I'm curious. You've said now a couple times that you think Pascal's going to get shadowed by Lattimore.
Yeah, and he's been really good the last like 4 weeks. He hasn't been great all year, but he's really limited. I was just looking at this, and he's really limited opposing receivers for the last several weeks. So, the Colts are willing to spread the ball around. I just don't think it's going to be a great scenario for Pascal.
Okay. This is from Kevin in a town just outside of Boston.
Manchester. I don't know.
Dear Randy, Dante, Michael, and Chris.
Oh, those are Vikings.
Well, they are. Half PPR, pick a running back, a receiver, and a flex. Devin Singletary, DeAndre Washington, Patrick Laird, Adrian Peterson, Jordan Howard.
We got half point PPR?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Washington if Jacobs is out. Otherwise.
Yes, Washington if Jacobs is out. But otherwise, I think Singletary. By the way, those are specifically Minnesota Vikings from like 2001 or 2001. Michael Bennett was their running back.
Yeah.
A specific team, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Singletary if Jacobs is in.
Okay, pick a wide receiver. John Brown, Zach Pascal, A.J. Brown, Darius Slayton.
A.J. Brown.
Pick a flex.
Half point PPR makes me a little tentative on Laird. I've told you I'm concerned about Pascal. I think I'd play Darius Slayton.
Okay. And, you know, a lot of people are going to play Slayton on FanDuel, but listen, you got to check the weather. That's a good note from our Ben Gretsch. Check the weather. Could be kind of windy there in that game where Eli Manning's rocket arm will try to fire slant patterns at Darius Slayton. But if you're on FanDuel, you go to FanDuel.com/FFT and you sign up. Okay, you put in $20. You get $20 back. That's $5 in site credit every week for 4 weeks. The other thing you can do on FanDuel is join our contest, FanDuel.com/league/FFT. So if you haven't signed up, you go to FanDuel.com/FFT. and you sign up. And then you put the word league in there and you go to FanDuel.com/league/FFT and then I will take your money. Because I cashed last week and Dave cashed last week and Jamie cashed last week. We had a nice week there in our FFT listeners contest. It's only $5 to enter. You want $5 free? Okay, well, sign up and get $5 a week for 4 weeks at FanDuel.com/FFT or download the FanDuel app. And it is super fun and it is really easy to make your lineups and you're going to have studs on your team and you're going to have more and more reasons to play and to watch and to get into fantasy football. So if your season ends in week 15, just pick it up with some FanDuel, FanDuel.com/FFT. All right, this is from Brian. Hey, Michael, Val, Christian, and George.
Oh, those are Batman.
Correct. Who's the best one?
I think Christian Bale.
Oh, yes. You don't even have to. It's not a matter of opinion here. Okay, I need it. Well, I guess you could say he's not necessarily the best Batman. He's just in the best Batman movies. I could understand that argument.
Sure.
But that's not what Ben was saying. Wide receiver and a flex. DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Josh Jacobs, Philip Lindsay, Marlon Mack. Woo! Good gravy.
Yeah, those are good players. Scoring system is going to matter here. Jacobs is a tough one when you have other good options because do we know he's going to play a full set of snaps? We know they're done for the year, right? Like, we know that Oakland has nothing to play for. And if he gets hit wrong, like, I don't want to trust that if I have other good options. So he's not going to be in for me. And I'm going to go Moore and Allen in PPR, both the receivers. If it's non-PPR, man, I still want to go Moore and Allen, kind of, because we know that the Vikings cornerbacks struggle. I think Keenan Allen's a pretty good play this week. I know DJ Moore's going to get targets. We know both those guys are going to get targets. So these running backs, to me, don't inspire enough to sit guys that we feel pretty confident will get 5-plus targets and potentially as many as 10.
I just want to clarify, Oakland is technically still alive. They are not going to make the playoffs. They're 6-7, current wild card is 8-5. That's Pittsburgh. It's possible, but
okay.
Yeah, they are. This is their last game in Oakland, so they're going to be fired up. But that doesn't mean Josh Jacobs is going to like stick around for the whole thing. So I get that. Sam from Boston, dear Ron, Brick, Brian, and Champ.
Please. Oh, that's the anchor man.
That yes, it is. I am a commissioner, and I can confirm that the other owner who has league manager tools access is in no way, shape, or form my co-commissioner. Thank you. 12 teams.
Heath is getting hit,
dude.
Here.
Heath was so wrong about this. Like, it wasn't even a question. He was so wrong because you didn't hear this on Thursday, but in the other podcast league, the one that I've been running for the last like 8 years, and I am the commissioner, he has commissioner access. And I'm not going to sit there and blame mistakes on him. What a coward he was, blaming that on me. All right, standard league pick 3. Saquon Barkley, Raheem Mostert, Devin Singletary, and David Montgomery.
I'm going to sit Montgomery.
Okay, from Vincent. I don't remember this first character. Dear Balrog, Guile, Vega, and Ryu.
Yeah, that's Street Fighter.
Yeah, but who the hell is Balrog? Must have been
one of the later ones.
But I'm seeing this is a Lord of the Rings character.
No. He's in Street Fighter. I just can't remember what he looks like.
Okay. PPR.
Lord of the Rings.
I Googled it. Lord of the Rings came up. Or just maybe not Lord of the... Yeah, Lord of the Rings. Okay. So anyway, PPR, starting Kamara and Eckler and Tyreek Hill. Which other two would you play? Mostert, Diggs, Beckham, Pascal.
So I'm still rattled by the Lord of the Rings thing.
Dude, Google Balrog.
I know, I just did. Like, okay. Wait, it is. He's also a character in Street Fighter.
Okay.
Big muscular guy. That's what I was thinking of. All right. PPR League, starting Kamara and Eckler. Which other two would you play? I would play Beckham and Raheem Mostert. I would sit Diggs in this scenario. I don't love the matchup for the Vikings. I like Mostert this week, obviously.
Okay, he was on Street Fighter 2. You cannot give three of the like original, the OG Street Fighters, and then throw in a Street Fighter 2 guy. That's really poor form. This is from Angel. 12-team standard scoring. You get a 100-yard receiving bonus of 5 points. So pick 2, Devontae Adams, Darius Slayton, Jarvis Landry, and Adam Thielen.
Standard with a bonus. I like Landry a lot, but you're not getting any PPR points, and there's this huge bonus for yardage, and Landry can always have those games where he catches 9 balls for 90 yards. I'm not playing Thielen. I'm playing Davante Adams, but I'll still play Landry over Slayton. It's Adams and Landry.
This is a question from Stan. Subject, is this too many 49ers? He has Garoppolo, Julio Jones, Lockett, Nick Chubb, Melvin Gordon. He has Kittle and Mostert. So Garoppolo, Kittle, and Mostert in his lineup.
I don't think it's too many.
Okay. From Curtis, Matt Ryan, Gardner Minshew.
Matt Ryan.
Sterling Shepard, Devin Singletary, Kenyon Drake.
Oh, Singletary.
From Michael, this is such a strange question. Is Ricky Seals-Jones a good sleeper? Cardinals tight end Ricky Seals-Jones.
He's been out for the year for...
He is?
Or no, I guess he's still playing. I thought he was out for the year for some reason. No, he was the... I just pulled this up because I mentioned Njoku a bit ago. Steven Carlson is the guy that's playing the most tight end snaps for them. He played 72% of snaps.
He's on the... I said he's Cardinals tight end. He's Browns tight end.
So Browns tight end. And then Njoku played 37% last week. Ricky Seals-Jones played 20% of the snaps. He hasn't played more than 30% since week 8.
Yeah, it's such a strange call. Like, I get it because he's playing Arizona and
he's their third tight end.
Revenge game. But no, I don't think so on Ricky Seals-Jones. But if you're right, Michael, you get a spot in Heath's podcast league. This is from Brian in Illinois. Hey, Jerry, Ben, Tom, and Ron.
Ooh, I think I know that.
Yeah, that's Parks and Rec. You love that show. Yep. I'm in the final 4 round of the playoffs, and I need wide receiver and flex help. PPR, 5-point bonus for 100 yards, receiving or rushing, and 10 points for 200 yards. Anyway, I need one flex and 2 receivers. So the receivers are Deebo Samuel, Emmanuel Sanders, Keenan Allen, Darius Slayton, and Curtis Samuel. Pick 2 of those. 2 49ers guys, Keenan Allen, Slayton, and Samuel.
Yeah. I'm playing Keenan and Emmanuel Sanders there.
And then at flex, a remaining receiver or James White or Patrick Laird?
James White or Patrick Laird or the receiver. I'm going to play White.
Okay. From Adam, half PPR. Lockett, Parker, Sutton, or Gallup? Parker is an easy one if he plays.
You think he's easy over Lockett and Gallup? I was looking
at
Lockett.
Have you seen what Devontae Parker has done? And when do you remember when Tyler Lockett was good? That was like 3 months ago.
It's true. It's been a long time.
Yeah, no, for me it's easy. Like, the Giants are basically as good of a matchup as you can get.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's definitely in consideration. These are all upside receivers that I think have, and Parker probably has the best floor. So sure, let's do it.
All right, from Bryce. Now, if it's super windy, you know, you can pivot to Lockett. Who would you go with second? I think I'd probably go with Gallup.
Lockett. I'd go Lockett, but Gallup is right in that. Yeah, Sutton's the guy I don't trust. Drew Locke, that as much as I love Sutton, I would have last.
You and I are on the same page, dude. I've been saying sit Sutton to so many people, so I'm happy. I feel like a little comforted by this. From Bryce, I got to start 2 of the below wide receivers in PPR against my wife. I can't lose. I cannot.
You'll be sleeping outside.
I need 2 wide receivers. Actually, you're more likely to have to sleep outside if you win.
Yeah, you might
want
to lose. Yeah, yeah. Just thinking the same thing.
No, screw that. Sleep outside. All right, pick 2 receivers in PPR. Cooper Kupp, Thielen, Chark, he's out. Parker and A.J. Brown.
So pretty easy for me. It's Brown and Parker. Real quick on Brown, a note, because people are concerned about his targets. He played snap shares in the 40% all through September. Then it was around 60% all through October. He didn't break 70% snaps until week 10. He's been a full-time player in this last 5. I think they had a bye in there. I think it's 4 games is all. So what he's done in a couple of these more recent games, I think, is more indicative of his current role. And the guy was a stud coming out of college in terms of like age-adjusted production, all those things that we've talked about on the show a lot. So I think he's the real deal. I think he's their number one receiver right now. And if you like Ryan Tannehill, you have to like A.J. Brown.
Okay, but even in these games where he's playing a lot, his targets in his last 4 games are 4, 5, 4, 7.
Right, they don't throw a lot.
That's the thing, they don't throw a lot. And I just want to make this point because I made it on HQ. I don't think I said it on the podcast. I'm still not sure if the Texans defense is good or bad. They decided not to play last week. So, you know, that was awful. But since they got healthy in the secondary, and they got Gibson back, they got Jonathan Joseph back, they got one more guy, they got Reed back, he missed like one game. They had been really good until the fourth quarter against the Patriots. They had played like three good games in a row. So this to me will be the definitive test. Do they have a good secondary? Because I think they might. I think they really have a lot of talent there. So that's another reason why I'm nervous about A.J. Brown. Now, as far as this question goes, I think he's perfectly reasonable to start. I am a little surprised that you're going with Brown over Cooper Kupp, though.
Yeah, I mean, he would be next. And I consider him. But he only ran routes on 52% of dropbacks last week. They're kind of doing some weird stuff formationally right now. Obviously, Higbee's been more involved. And Robert Woods is the one that I'm more confident in.
You know, I never bet. But if I did, I would bet on the under in the Texans-Titans game. It's like 50.
Yeah, it's a high over.
And I hate betting unders because overtime is stupid. Like, 100% should be regulation under. Vegas should, you know, consider that. Keep it in mind, Vegas. From Corey, I need a running back and a flex in PPR.
The worst is college games that go to like ridiculous. Six overtimes and then hit the
you
over.
You can't bet the under. You can't bet the under in college. Overtime's a killer. Josh Jacobs, Miles Sanders, AJ Brown, Slayton, and Thielen. So Josh Jacobs or Miles Sanders, who's your running back?
I think this is, oh man, it's so close. But I think.
Really?
This is where I'd actually gamble on Jacobs.
Okay. And then Sanders, AJ Brown, Slayton, or Thielen as a flex.
You were saying it wasn't close because of Jacobs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm just kind of concerned about his health. But for the flex, I think I'm going to go Brown. If it's me, I could see Sanders as the better, as the next option. I don't know that you should trust Thielen. It's a tough matchup as well, and he's been out so long.
From Yaakov in a half PPR league, OJ Howard, David Njoku, Mike Gesicki, or Ian Thomas?
I mean, you're going to hate me, but I think OJ Howard's kind of interesting. He got five targets at 14 average depth of targets downfield. He's their tight end they like to use to stretch the field. The Evans injury opens up a ton of air yards. We've talked about teams that like to be vertical and pass down the field. Evans has more air yards than any other player in the league by 370. He has over 1,800. DeAndre Hopkins is second at like 1,400. So, I mean, just like in terms of percentage, it's like 20% more than any other player. That opens up a ton of downfield volume. I mean, Godwin will get some of that. There's Brashad Perriman. There's other guys in this offense. I do think there's some opportunity for O.J. Howard to close his season decently. It's him or Ian Thomas for me. I might lean Howard.
I think that Njoku is, ironically, even with the matchup, the last guy on the list. Howard, Gesicki, and Thomas all have good cases. I think Howard's perfectly fine. I personally would go with Ian Thomas. But the thing about Thomas that does concern me is that last week, I think Samuel and Moore combined for 10 targets, something like that. And Ian Thomas himself had 10. So I don't believe that, oh, now Ian Thomas is playing and Kyle Allen loves him. I mean, I have to see that again. I think the target share could go down. But against the Seahawks, it's such a good matchup. I would take Thomas, but Howard was second. Wide receiver three, if Parker's out, Anthony Miller, John Brown, Will Fuller, Cole Beasley, Allen Hurns, Danny Amendola, blah, blah, blah. It's one of the first few. It's Miller, Brown, Fuller, or Beasley.
I'm playing Fuller. I just don't like any of those other options. And I know Fuller's risky. It's a very similar thing to what I've been talking about with Josh Jacobs. You might get a zero, but he's got tremendous upside, and none of these other options are guys that are inspiring to me this week.
And he is expected to play, by the way, Will Fuller. From William, dear John, Holly, Lucy, and John Jr.
I don't know.
It's Die Hard.
Okay.
So PPR, running back, wide receiver, and a flex. James White or Kareem Hunt or Mostert?
I like them all this week. Oh, man.
Well, you got a flex.
Let me check something really quick. You give your thoughts on this.
Okay.
I'm going to take Hunt. That's who I was going to take, and that's who I have projected the highest.
I would probably do the same. And then a wide receiver, Diggs, Lockett, and Emmanuel Sanders.
It's another really tough one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Sanders. I'm going to go with Sanders because Thielen's playing.
Yeah, that was my initial thought too. I have a hard time sitting Diggs, and I have a hard time sitting Lockett.
Well, you got to flex now. James White, Mostert, Diggs, and Lockett.
But my flex is going to be James White. I like him a lot this week.
Okay. My flex is probably going to be Mostert, who needs to score. And
I was missing Mostert. Let's go Mostert. We're playing Manny. I don't think you want to play both 49ers here. You got too many good options. This is a good question. I'm going to go Hunt, Manny, and James White. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, week 15, week 16, like, these are such difficult questions because you have loaded teams, obviously. So I struggle here with some of these questions. There's good options. This one is from Jeff in Columbus. Dear Wayne, Dan, Derry, and McMurray. I don't know. Letter Kenny. I've never heard of it. I have Chris Carson, but I have four other running backs to choose from. I need two. Eckler, Kamara, Chubb, and Mixon. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. This is from Dan from Central Indiana.
Needs to choose two from this list. Eckler, Kamara, Chubb, and Mixon. I think you're playing Kamara. Oh. You can't really sit Eckler. Do we know if this is PPR? We don't know if this is PPR.
I don't know. I think I'm going to sit him for Nick Chubb.
Yeah, you got to play Chubb, I think.
Kamara and Chubb?
Yeah, I don't think he can sit Kamara. I think you got to play Kamara and Chubb.
P.S. Adam, you are right. Heath is the commissioner and you aren't. Having more privileges doesn't make you in charge of the league. It's unanimous. Unanimous. This is from Jeff in Columbus. PPR league, I'm starting Julio Jones. My other receivers are Debo, John Brown, Mohamed Sanu, Nelson Aguilar. My flex options are Ronald Jones and David Montgomery. So who would you go with as a wide receiver two and a flex? You got Debo, John Brown, Mohamed Sanu, Nelson Aguilar, Ronald Jones, and David Montgomery.
I think Debo, Aguilar, if he plays, is in this for me. If he doesn't play, probably David Montgomery.
Where are you from? Are you from Washington?
I was born in Iowa, but I moved here pretty young.
That's right. Well, you have an accent.
Well, I don't know what it's from, but my family's all from Montana. They're like farmers, so maybe I sound really? Like a country boy or something?
You said Aguilar, like Aguilar almost.
I don't know. It must be a Northwest thing.
Is Montana nice?
It's great.
I would like to go to Montana one day.
I used to go every year. It's, man, one of my favorite places in the world.
Last question from Mike in New Jersey. Actually, we're out of time, Mike. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding, Mike. I wouldn't do that to you. Make you listen to 50 minutes and not read your question? Okay. Could use some help for two wide receivers and a flex. So he has Edelman, Kupp, Lockett, and on the bench, those are his starters right now. Would you replace Edelman, Kupp, or Lockett with A.J. Brown, Darius Slayton, Debo Samuel, or Devin Singletary? Damn.
Yeah. I mean, another tough one. I'm not playing Slayton there. I'm not playing Debo. I would consider it Brown and Singletary. You're pretty low on Lockett. I think.
Yeah, that's tough. I think I would probably take.
I think you got to get Singletary in there.
I think I'd go Singletary over Lockett, and I'll tell you why. Although I don't like to do this, but he started Lamar Jackson. So just take the high floor, the 70 total yards of Devin Singletary.
So, but the other thing is, I would probably play A.J. Brown over Kupp too.
Why don't you just play? Well, I would play Kupp over Singletary, I think. So why don't you just play Brown over Lockett?
Sure. I'm saying take Kupp and Lockett out and put Singletary and A.J. Brown in.
I don't think you could love the Cowboys-Rams game and not play Cooper Kupp. Like if Jared Goff's having a big game, Cooper Kupp's catching a touchdown.
Usually, but again, he only ran 52% of the routes on 52% of the dropbacks last week. So, and his snaps have just been getting cut. I like Robert Woods and Higbee again to be kind of the main. And this guy's also starting Higbee in his lineup. So
All right. Fine.
Yeah, I don't
know. It doesn't matter. You already won. You have Lamar Jackson. You won. Why are you even asking us these questions? Stop bragging about having Lamar Jackson and go get on with your weekend. Thanks for listening, everybody. Ben, thank you. Good job. I will let you get... We had a lot of questions, so I'll ump it. You're allowed to get 8 wrong to come back next week.
I hope you got someone else lined up because yeah. These are some tough questions.
I'll get Rich Reber on. Rich Reber wouldn't get 8 wrong. Lord Reeves.
I hope we get our listeners some championships. That's the goal.
Absolutely. Okay, thanks, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. If this is the last podcast you plan on listening to because, like, you lost or something in week 15, we have off-season podcasts. We're going to have, like, 3 a week for the entire off-season. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have super fun times. We're going to take your calls. It's going to be great. So get ready for that. For Ben, I'm Adam. Have a great weekend. See ya.
Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.